Now, the year after the sabbatic year was the year of Jubilee. And what happened? Verse 8, thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Now, the year of Jubilee was a continuing of the number 7, you see, to the ever-ascending scale of the calendar. It was the largest unit of time, 50 years. You know, today they make a great many of these leases, 50-year lease or a 99-year lease. That is the way that it's done. Well, God worked on that basis also. 7 sabbatic years were numbered, which were 49 years. Then the following year, always the 50th, it was set aside as the year of Jubilee. Now, actually, there were really 2 years of Jubilee in every century. Now, will you notice verse 9? What was the purpose? Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. Now, why the day of atonement? This actually was the crowning point and period of the entire sabbatical structure of the nation. It was the Shinath HaYobel, the year of Jubilee. And it was in many respects the most anticipated and joyful period of the Mosaic economy. The Keren HaYobel meant the horn of a ram. And in time, the Yobel came to mean trumpet. It's translated 21 times as Jubilee, 5 times as a ram's horn, and once as a trumpet. After Israel was settled in the land, it's difficult to see how one blast of the trumpet or cornet could be heard from Dan to Beersheba. And I think it's reasonable to conclude that in every populated area there was the simultaneous blowing of the ram's horns to usher in the year of Jubilee. I think it would begin at the temple or at the tabernacle, and then there'd be one stationed far enough away to hear it, and then it would be passed on and on out to the very end of the land.